Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome, Patriots, Preppers, and Redoubters, and partisans across the American Redoubt, and all of you out there stranded in occupied America outside the wire. Welcome to Radio Free Redoubt. This is episode 14-04, and this is the fourth episode, fourth podcast episode streaming live tonight on Sunday evening on January 26th. The last day, the bonus day of the Survival Summit that's been going on all week. But welcome to all of you. If you don't know it already, of course, you can follow us. You're probably listening live right now on RadioFreeReadout.com. And we've also embedded the streaming Stream Monster player over at Amron.com. So for all of you that are listening right now, welcome. It's great to have you. And we've got a lot of new listeners tonight that are checking into Radio Free Readout because of the Comms Up video that aired today, actually, on the Survival Summit. So welcome to all of you. And we're going to try to change tonight's show up a little bit. And I'll explain more about that here coming up. What we're going to do is I had an interview just a couple of hours ago that I was going to air tonight. And this is something that we've been working on for a while, where we wanted to get the testimony of those who've lived under, survived, and or escaped communism. And we had a listener, a redoubter, an American patriot who escaped Poland during its communist rule. And what life was like, what drove him from there, why did he leave, why did he come to America, and where does he see America heading? All that's going to be coming up next week, among several other things. We've got some other people, some guests lined up that we're going to be talking to next week for some very timely issues, things that are going on in the Redoubt / Patriot / Prepper communities. And so what I'm going to do tonight, because there were so many questions and I'm buried right now, so please be patient with returning emails. I always try to do my honest level best to return emails to everyone, but unless it's one of those just dropping me a news link or something like that, just for FYI for me, and you don't expect or need or want a response, you know, I appreciate those. For those of you who have specifically asked questions about communications and the American Redoubt and so on, I will try to get to those hopefully by the middle of this coming week, but it might not be until toward the end of the week, because I have a deadline looming over my head, and that is for the communications SOI, which is Signals Operating Instructions, which is going to be an e-pamphlet, a downloadable pamphlet that we were hoping to have. It was supposed to be done this time last week, but because of the logistics of everything that's going on with the new Amron.com website and everything else, I had to push that deadline back. So that is forthcoming. I will try to get your emails returned to you promptly and individually. And sometimes in all the chaos, things, people slip through the cracks. It is very helpful for me, if you jump up in front of me and wave your hands every now and then saying, hey, remember me, I had this question, and I say, oh, yeah, and then I feel horrible, and so then I try to respond to those as best as I can. So be patient with me, especially this week. It's going to be crazy. A lot of you guys are following us on Facebook. If you're not aware of it, you can also check us out there, Facebook / Radio Free Readout. And so anyway, let's see. I want to get right into the news so we can get right into some of the coverage of the event. Well, actually, I'm going to probably do a review, an honest assessment of the Survival Summit. I'm probably going to try to fit that in next weekend to give a little bit of feedback that will hopefully help improve this for the gentleman who put this together and worked really hard putting the Survival Summit together. And I was pleasantly surprised in some areas, and I was disappointed in a couple areas. And so I want to see this project improve. I want it to meet their expectations and the expectations of all of us, those who are participating and watching and observing. And so anyway, I just really from a humble position of really wanting to see these guys improve this as a tool to help people become more self-sufficient. I'll be probably touching on that next week. Let's see here. Let's get right into the news and commentary and push past that. And I've just got a few articles here that I wanted to share with you. News and commentary here on stories that could affect you as patriots, as preppers, redoubters, people that are concerned about the direction that our country is headed, which is straight down. The news and commentary sponsored by author Glenn Tate of 299 Days book series about the collapse and the rebuilding of Americanism in this 1-7 books. 1-7 are out now. This will end up being a 10 book series when it's all done. You can learn more at 299days.com. Okay. First of all, local American Redoubt news. State representative from Idaho, Raul Labrador, did a public meeting, a town hall meeting, just last week. And there's something that should be concerning all of us. And I want to try to track these folks down. It's going to take a little bit of work, but I'd like to get their perspective and their story. But they stood up. They're from Port Hill, Idaho, in the American Redoubt. They live up by the U.S.-Canadian border. And they, during a question and answer session, they said that they have repeated confrontations with and have been threatened by Border Patrol agents in their area over some devices that have been placed on their property without their consent, and they want them removed. Well, apparently they have moved these sensors for border operations, and this turned into some confrontations. So they brought this up, and apparently the Border Patrol officers have asserted supremacy over their land since they're part of the federal government, and that the landowners are messing with government property by moving these sensors off their property. And then they had a supervisor come out and say that, you know, if the dog barks at his agents out there while they're tampering with, while they're trespassing, he says that if it ever even started barking at any of his agents, he said, you know that dogs have been known to get shot. So essentially he's threatening these people's animals on their own property. Well, fortunately, Raul Labrador was not happy about this when he learned about this, and he has claimed he's going to pull the parties together, these citizens and senior people in the area from the Border Patrol, to deal with this head on. That's good leadership. Instead of just taking allegations and, well, we'll look into it. He actually said, let's all of us sit down right now, faces stare each other in the eye, and let's get this all resolved. So that's pretty cool. Let's see. From Stevens County Assembly over in Chihuahua, Washington, wanted to put out a word that the good folks over there at the Stevens County Assembly, very vigilant patriots, they attend a lot of these public meetings. Apparently, in the Colville School District, they are pushing for a levy. And in the document, something really jumped out at these patriots that they are addressing head on. And the document that was sent out, at the end of it, they said that one of the last reasons that they want this levy is so that our children can contribute as world citizens. That smells like Agenda 21. This is all about creating global citizens and turning out good little global citizens. Not American citizens, not Washington State citizens, global citizens. And, of course, this is something that needs to be confronted, and they are doing just that. So keep an eye and an ear out in your community, in the American Redoubt. If you see this kind of stuff slipping into wording when they're just seeking a levy, They need more money so they can, quote, contribute as world citizens. That's dangerous talk there. Of course, there's a lot of stuff going on over there. Those guys are on top of, and we'll keep you apprised as those things develop. In national news, Obama on the Roe versus Wade this week. He says people need to be able to achieve their dreams. So on the anniversary of, oh, this was really great too, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the extreme left-wing liberal globalist communist-loving individual that's made a name for herself in the news, says, happy 41st birthday, Roe versus Wade, celebrating, clapping her little hands. But anyway, the grand potentate gave a speech, and he said, we resolve to reduce the number of unintended pregnancies, support maternal and child health, and continue to build safe and healthy communities for all our children. Well, not all of them. They have to be born first, right? Then they deserve health and safety. Because he says, this is a country where everyone deserves the same freedom and opportunities to fulfill their dreams. Everyone deserves the same freedom and opportunities. Unless, of course, you are a baby, then you don't deserve it. Isn't that amazing, these people? And this is the same duplicitous communist who says, we need more gun laws so we can protect the children, so not one more child has to die from gunfire. In the moment that he gave that speech, in the time that it took for him to give that speech, what, 100 babies were murdered? Anyway, let's see here. If you are in New York, and we have lots of listeners in New York, believe it or not, mostly upstate, Adirondack Patriot Redoubt types, you are not welcome in your state anymore. Your own governor, Andrew Cuomo, says Republican Party is causing so much damage in Washington, D.C., and that conservative Republicans have no place in the state of New York because that's not who New Yorkers are. Isn't that something? In the Capitol press room, he says there's a schism within the Republican Party. That is a fact. He's right. That's because so much of the Republican Party has been hijacked by the left. Most of these guys are left of center, what they like to call themselves moderate because it makes them feel warm and fuzzy. He says they're searching to define their soul. That's what's going on, and he's right. He said, is the Republican Party in this state a moderate party, or is it an extreme conservative party? That's what they're trying to figure out. It's a mirror of what's going on in Washington. The gridlock in Washington's less about Democrats and Republicans. It's more about extreme Republicans versus moderate Republicans. So let me paraphrase this in layman's terms. He says this is about conservative Republicans or left-wing Republicans. And of course, if you're anywhere to the right of center, you are an extremist, according to these people. And I am happy to be identified as an extremist. Because why? Well, what's the, let's see here. Who are they? Who are the extremists? Well, he identifies them. They are the pro-life, pro-assault weapon, that's combat rifle, by the way, anti-gay, which is anti-homosexual, actually. Is that who they are? Because if that's who they are and they're the extreme conservatives, they have no place in the state of New York because that's not who New Yorkers are. So, another call for the American Redoubt. If you're a God-fearing, liberty-minded person who wants to preserve Americanism at all costs and draw a line in the sand for the confrontation that one deal is inevitable, one day we will have to face, then join other like-minded patriots like yourself who have the same values and understand that America is about ready to go right into the history books like every other empire. And if you have any hope of all at all of preserving Americanism, then the American Redoubt is going to be one of the few places where you're going to have any hope of doing that. Straight up. Just facts. Jack. Okay, there's a redoubter who works for Lowe's. For those of you who don't know what Lowe's is, it is a large department store, very similar to Home Depot. Now, of course, because of Home Depot's very strong pro-homosexual corporate policy and endorsement, A lot of conservatives have started shopping at alternative locations like Lowe's. Well, Lowe's just put out a letter saying that they are going to stop selling executive gun safes, dropping them from their inventory. And so the concern here is that possibly is this our alternative that we're choosing to take our business to? Is this a shift in a corporate anti-gun policy or sentiment? Interesting. It'd be interesting to find out. But anyway, he just got this letter, came down from corporate, passed it along to me. I thought I'd pass it along to you. And of course, you can always get a hold of customercare@lowes.com or customer care team. They got a 1-800 number there too. I'll post on the highlights and resources posting. Let them hear from the Patriots and make them explain themselves. I just thought I'd pass that along. One more thing before Fox 519 takes it away with the eye on the economy. There was an article here that he just sent me just before I went on the air, and it's from Forbes, and Fox 519's assessment of this, because he couldn't get it in the eye on the economy in time, was that possibly China is getting ready for the default, the American default on January 31st, which is coming up. Of course, that got pushed up. Fox 519 is going to talk about that. But very interesting. China halts bank cash transfers. That's pretty alarming. And it could be telling of some disturbances in the economic forces. Something to be aware of. I'll post that also on the highlights and resources posting as well. Plus, Fox 519's got his own take and assessment on some of the financial news from this week, from the headlines, and some things that you won't see in the headlines. Anyway, with that, we'll go ahead and take a break, and we'll let Fox 519 give you the eye on the economy this week. This is Radio Free Redoubt. Stay right there.
History is repeating itself all over again, and you know how the saying goes. Those who do not learn from it are doomed to repeat it. We are beginning to see the birth pains of the financial collapse this week, and I hope all of you are getting ready for it. Tonight I'll be bringing you some rather disturbing news about the state of our nation and the world economy. This is Fox 519 back with you and bringing you the news that matters to your pocketbook as patriots and preppers. This is Eye in the Economy, brought to you by Radio Free Redoubt. Welcome back. Some big things have been happening in the world of money this week, and we're going to go ahead and start off here at home. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew is back in the news and telling Congress they need to raise the debt ceiling by February 7th, not the middle of March as he originally told them last December. This new warning comes to us as of the 22nd of this month. Secretary Lew said the following: "When I wrote to you last December, I estimated the Treasury would exhaust its extraordinary measures in late February or early March." Lew wrote to Boehner, "Based on our best and most recent information, we believe that the Treasury is more likely to exhaust those measures in late February. While this forecast is subject to inherent variability, we do not foresee any reasonable scenario in which extraordinary measures would last for an extended period of time." This new move by the Treasury doesn't give a lot of time in order to make that change effective. Yes, the Senate, the Congress, and the President all signed off on the budget bill, but that does a fat lot of good when there isn't any money to spend. After receiving the letter, House Speaker John Boehner responded by saying, "All I know is we should not default on our debt. We shouldn't even come close to it." Speaker Boehner, you are a fool. Yes, I can hear your letters now, readers. Call no man a fool. But, fellow readouters, we are in serious, serious trouble here. We are running out of money faster and faster each time we raise the debt ceiling. This isn't working. Our economic cycle is approaching its end. And it's an end we are going to have to face some terrible, horrific consequences. Also this week in U.S. news, in a story that really didn't surprise me on KingWorldNews.com, Michael Pinto of Pinto Portfolio Strategies, big mouthful there, again is advising the readers and listeners of King World News, and from all indications that he can see, the not-so-Federal Reserve is going to up its QE printing strategy from $75 billion to $100 billion mid-2014. I do agree with this assessment, and with the before-mentioned story, there isn't a way in the world that the U.S. government can avoid asking the Fed to print more money. We are just spending it too fast. Mr. Pinto went on to advise readers further that he believes that we will enter recession mid-2014. While I agree with Mr. Pento's sentiments on the increase in QE, I disagree that we will be in recession. I will believe we will be in a possible full-blown collapse scenario. And my next story will tell you why. This last story I'm going to bring you tonight is probably the one I feel is the most important, and you need to hear it as a listener. On Friday, the Dow suffered its worst day since 2011, falling 320 points due to the fact that the world is beginning to turn their eyes on China's $23 trillion problem. The China Credit Trust Co. warned investors on the 19th of January that the Commercial Bank of China, which sells its investments, and that'd be the investments from the China Credit Trust Co., will default on January 31st, and the holders of those bonds, which now total $23 trillion, will lose all of their investment. If this happens, this mega default will cause unparalleled ripples through the financial world and could cause the timeline of the collapse to significantly speed up. The PBOC, or the People's Bank of China, which is China's central bank, has already said that they will not bail out the bond fund and that this should be a, quote, lesson for investors in how to watch their monies more closely. Sure, it is, but now let's be clear. The PBOC has been the number one importer of gold. They have bought more gold than any other financial institution in the world. And if the financial markets tank because of another bond fund, it could cause the economy to collapse. And if it collapses, the PBOC is in a great place to now step up and say that we should use a gold-backed currency due to the fact that all the paper currencies are now defunct. To support this fact, the PBOC recently purchased One Chase Manhattan Plaza in New York City, right across the street from the Federal Reserve Building. Not only that, on Friday, someone withdrew more than 320,000 ounces of gold from the J.P. Morgan vaults and shipped it out of the country. Fellow readouters, many countries are beginning to make their financial moves for the endgame. You should be making yours as well. Now, with these three stories in mind, here's what I'm going to be doing in the next few days with my finances, not in the next coming weeks. I want to advise you as listeners, you need to get your 48-hour plan together right now. If the economy were to become bad very quickly, how would you react in the first 8 hours? What about the first 24 hours, 36, 48? You need to decide what items you're going to start first and put into motion. You need to sit down with your spouses and kids and discuss with you how would you successfully put those prep plans into place. Would there be a last-minute run to the grocery store? What would you do to get a hold of your retreat group? How would you deploy your security? Yes, these are some very heavy things to talk about, but now is the time to do it, before you can't do it anymore. Keep a heads up, everyone. The next few weeks could get very uncomfortable and very interesting. Thanks for listening, and for Eye on the Economy and Radio Free Readout, this is Fox 519 signing off. God bless.
I believe the strength of a nation lies at its core, the family. With the busy day-to-day lives we sometimes find ourselves in, set aside time for the family, a time that's sacred and is never compromised. A dedicated portion of the day to just focus on one another. Ronald Reagan said, "All great change in America begins at the dinner table." I fully agree, and that means no texting, surfing the internet, watching TV, or eating alone in a bedroom or the living room. That time belongs exclusively to your family, so guard it. You might be amazed at the difference such a simple routine can make in your family. Who knows? Maybe something greater than yourself could come out of it. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
Are you a licensed ham operator? If so, the American Readout Movement needs your help. To support the mission of keeping the American Readout connected in a Teotihuacan situation, Radio Free Readout is working on a project to build a network of patriotic, amateur radio operators who consider themselves readouters. Your skills will be critical in rebuilding and advancing the American Readout Movement after Teotihuacan. Please email us at radiofreereadout@gmail.com to find out how you can partner with Radio Free Readout in this critical and time-sensitive project. Your input and ideas are greatly appreciated. Thank you, ham operators, for what you do.
Ah.
Welcome back to segment two on the Voice of the American Redoubt. We are mixing it up a little bit last night or tonight. We are pushing the interview that we did earlier with an emigrant from communist Poland. And that was a great interview. It was very informative, very inspiring. And I just kind of got lost in his story. It was amazing. But we're going to push that back to next week just because of all the activity that's going on from the Comms Up video that was aired today on the Survival Summit as a bonus day. It was day seven, originally intended to be a six-day online streaming video event. And so we're going to talk about some of the comments and questions that people had. And I wanted to address those because the Comms Up video is just scratching the surface. It is an introductory video to, well, several things. We're going to talk about that. And also, I just can't go on about that without introducing AMP 3. The folks from AMP 3, Dave from USNER Doc YouTube channel, produces the medical and preparedness review videos over at USNER Doc. They're also, you know, of course, with the AMP 3, the Austere Medical and Practical Preparedness Project. They are sponsoring this segment. And I can't thank Dave enough for all of the hard work that he did, the amazing work that he did editing that video. And the whole thing went from a phone call to finished product in less than 96 hours. The bulk of it took place in about 72 hours. We threw scripts together. We started making calls, putting out emails, asking for, you know, impromptu actors who had never acted before. And they are real patriots. They're redoubters. I mean, they're the real deal, but they've just never done anything like this. This was a docudrama type of introduction to AMRON. So, amazing. What everybody did was just amazing. And anyway, you can learn more about their austere medical preparedness and practical preparedness project over there, amp-3.net. So again, welcome all the listeners from the Survival Summit. Great to have you with us. I want to remind you of a couple things, though. First of all, AMRON is a separate component from the American Redoubt movement. It is just one component. Radio Free Redoubt is the voice of the American Redoubt movement. And we cover several things. We really promote self-reliance among the patriots. We call for preppers to become patriots, not just patriotic, but patriots. That means you're actively engaged. You're going to be part of the rebuilding process after the coming economic or social or political or all of the above collapse. We deal with legislative issues right now so we can fend off this globalist agenda that's trying to devour our nation and including the American Redoubt. We talk about alternatives to public schools like homeschooling and private Christian schooling, things like that. We get into heritage and history issues. We cover Agenda 21 issues and the statist agenda there, constitutional issues, the relocation of patriots, a deliberate strategic relocation and shifting of the demographics to an already very conservative region of what's left of America. And so anyway, we cover a lot of different things here. So one component of that is AMRON. It is the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network, intended to keep like-minded patriots, preppers, redoubters connected so that those communities, people within the community can communicate with one another. Each of those communities are connected through communications if a grid down situation occurs where conventional communications are disrupted. Specifically right now, what we're dealing with, just because of the Comms Up video, which is a recent development, I want to say a couple things. First of all, this is just the first step in a whole series of videos. So this was introductory to a concept. That's all it is. And then what we're going to do is we're going to start going deeper into each of the components of AMRON and developing those in the form of videos. Some of them will be scenario-based. Some of them will be strictly instructional videos. But we'll try to do as much scenario-based as we can so you can see how that might look in a practical application, if that makes sense. Now, the other thing, too, I want to make very clear, and this is something that I tried to develop in the video that didn't really happen how I wanted to, and that is, there is no guarantee you'll make contact with anyone. What we're trying to do is increase the odds, increase the chances by standardizing a communications plan. One, which was Aaron, the one in the Jeep, where he tried to get a hold of this guy on the CB and the guy answers and said, you know, hey, I wouldn't have answered the radio if you weren't, if I didn't hear the term redoubter. What didn't get in the video was the emphasis placed on him traveling for the last 2 days through multiple towns where, according to his research, there were redoubters listed in those areas, and he didn't get a response. And so for 2 days, he's frustrated, and he's thinking, this system doesn't work. It's this, I can't get a hold of anybody. I don't know who I can trust. And then finally, an attempt goes out to get a hold of somebody, and somebody responds. And so I want you to understand that there's, especially for local, you know, CB, MERS, and FRS radios, those are very limited in their reach. Especially if you buy the bubble pack type radios, they are very low power output. And so I don't want to create the illusion that you just pick up the radio and you call and somebody's going to answer right away. Chances are they are not. What we're trying to do is increase the chances of that happening. Okay, so anyway, this was very encouraging to hear from so many people. I wanted to send you a personal thank you and let you know I enjoyed the program. That was it. That was the whole email. Thank you. That was encouraging. There was a lot of work that went into it by a lot of people, and it happened really fast and caught us all off guard. And we feel like we achieved our goals. And those goals were to create an interest in people to learn more about communications, understand the importance of it, realize that their shortcomings in their own prepper plans, and see the importance of that, and then how they could fit in and how that could actually be put to use. So, it came out really well and should stimulate more interest in Radio Free Redoubt and AMRON. Kudos. Thank you. Another one. Now I'm motivated to have a ham radio. Good to know about CH3 and JJS's book. Thank you for doing this. Okay. Oh, about the book, talking about the e-booklet, the downloadable $1.99 communications SOI. Once again, that is coming together. It's about 90% complete. We have to put some plugins on the website so people will be able to download that. And then for the OPSEC minded people, we will also have a way that you can send in $2 snail mail to our drop mail provider, who will be able to get that to us. And then we can email it to you so you don't have to deal with any online transactions. We'll have more details on that, how to do that. A lot of people, they don't care. It's like, let's pay off my credit card, download it for $1.99. Tired of hiding. Don't care if somebody knows I know how to use a radio. Let's see. There's more. Oh, a really good note here. You'll notice in the video, this is one of our Radio Free Redoubt partisans sent in a letter and said, let people know that those little handhelds are ham radios that they saw in the video. They might see those just as walkie-talkies. Good point. You can use those ham radios. They are dual-band UHF and VHF radios where you can program not just the ham channels, but you can also use them for monitoring and talking on the CH3 channels on MERS and FRS. They're very inexpensive radios, and we'll talk about that too here in just a bit. So that's what you saw in the videos. Mostly was all, about 99% of those communications devices were actually ham radios. There's one. I'm really glad this was presented. I am now changing my plans for some of my financing. So what I'm reading there is he's balancing out his preps. So good stuff. My little CB radio is not all I want to have available to me and my friends. Thank you, Survival Summit, for this. If there's a question to be asked, how can I, with next to no money and being physically disabled, get a decent start toward AMRON capability? Okay, excellent question. First of all, the CB is a great start, but they have very limited capabilities. I would recommend, and some people don't agree with this, but I'm going to recommend for a reason, one of the Chinese radios that you can get, the Wuxun, W-O-U-X-U-N, or the Baofeng dual band handheld radios. With those radios, you can program the FRS and MERS and all of your local 2 meter, plus you can program many of your scanner frequencies in there, like police, EMS, and fire, so you can stay informed. And NOAA radio weather alert frequencies. You program all that stuff in there so you can really expand your capabilities to be able to receive information on a local level. That would be my number one priority if I were in your situation. You have to be a licensed ham operator to talk on the ham bands, but in a life-threatening situation, you can legally use any means necessary, licensed or not, to make a transmit to call for help, just so you know. And of course, I'm not too worried about the FCC in a total crash, grid down, massive chaos, zombie apocalypse type of situation anyway. Another good one, eye-opening. This definitely makes you think. This was our goal, to make people start thinking, to make them start the conversation, to reassess where they stood on their communications. That's my response to Jim, who is disabled, very limited income, and needs a decent start toward AMRON capabilities. That's going to help you on a local level. Now, as far as receiving stuff longer distance, you're going to need to get into the shortwave capabilities. And here is a comment that was posted by Nick. He said, "I really enjoyed this presentation. I have a shortwave radio, but it doesn't provide me with all the info that I need. We have a few blackouts. We've had a few blackouts, and I turned on the radio hoping to hear what was going on, but I received no local info, not on FM, not on AM, and not even on shortwave. After an emergency or a collapse situation, I really want to know what's going on in my area. Ham radio seems to be the way to go. Thanks for sharing." Okay, ham radio, as far as local communications, are going to be taking place in your area, and that one of those cheap Chinese Wuxun Baofeng type of radios are going to allow you to listen to the Aries and Racies ham operators who volunteer to help with the county emergency services. They're going to be helping to coordinate. That's going to keep you in the loop. And then the AMRON operators in your area are going to also be helping spread information. And so that's how you want to stay connected on a local level. But you know what? A scanner from a yard sale, a police scanner, or from a Craigslist or eBay or something like that can help you program all those frequencies in there so you can at least monitor all of that stuff as well. So you can listen to those on a scanner. Now let's talk about the shortwave radio. One thing about communications, it's extremely expensive to be full-blown ham operator capable HF long distance type stuff. It can get into, you know, $500 to the thousands of dollars. And the average HF rig is going to run you anywhere from $500 to $1,000 just to get into it. And then you got antennas and tuners and everything else. If you're just using a shortwave radio for receiving, that's great, but you must have single sideband capabilities. With just about any other communications equipment, you are going to get what you pay for, and that's especially true with shortwave radio receivers. You will not hear the ham operators talking on shortwave radio if you do not have one that has single sideband capability. Here's a general rule. If you are going to pay $100 for a shortwave radio versus $1,000 for a shortwave receiver radio, you're going to get 10 times more performance, usually, out of the $1,000 rig. There's much more complex electronics that go into them, and they're just better built. And if you just buy the little $39 shortwave radio with a fold-up solar panel on top of it, and you're just going to get that, you're going to get $39 worth of performance out of it, and you're just going to be discouraged. Now, one thing, if you get a shortwave radio with single sideband, probably at least about in the $100 to $200 price range, you're going to get a decent radio. But then from that point, I'm telling you, it is all about the antenna. With any communications, it's about the antenna. Just like getting traction in the snow, it's all about the tires. It doesn't matter what kind of car you got. You need to get an antenna outdoors. But any antenna is better than no antenna. And that little telescoping antenna that comes with your shortwave, that's pretty close to no antenna. You need to get a radio that has an external antenna plug-in. Go to Radio Shack, buy an audio input jack for it. Get a longer the better. 50 foot is better than 25 foot. 100 foot is better than 50 foot. You can go to your local hardware store and buy 150 feet of stranded number 14 wire, 16 gauge wire, put it on a spool and keep it with the radio. So solder the wire to the jack, the plug-in jack that you got from Radio Shack. And if you don't know how to solder, then find someone who can, or learn, better yet. There's a lot of skills that you need to develop. And you need to continuously build these skill sets. You can go to Harbor Freight, buy a cheap solder kit, and I'll tell you what, for learning new skill sets, YouTube is your friend. Remember that rule. YouTube is your friend. Go to YouTube, learn how to solder, and then solder that 14-gauge wire into that new jack that you bought from Radio Shack. Plug that into your external, and then run that 150-foot, 200-foot wire out, string it in the trees, run it in a big loop. Big horizontal loop around your property, whatever it is, get that antenna outside. It's going to turn your radio into a completely different radio receiver. The difference will be night and day. Okay, so that is a very inexpensive way to get way more performance out of a little $120 shortwave radio. Here's an interesting comment. Although this presentation seemed staged, it is a very sexy reading, interesting note while value added, worthwhile value added with the E.G. Owens presentation. Great stuff. So it's funny. We've been busted. He says this presentation seems staged. Well, I have to come clean. This presentation, this video, comms up video, it was staged. The collapse has not actually happened yet. And these people are not actually 6 months to a couple of years past it, reflecting back on it. So there's my confession. Yes, it was staged. But hopefully most people got the point. How do I get more information after this video goes away? Referring to the video that's on the Survival Summit. We are going to make sure that you have access to that one way or the other. And there's no proprietary, they don't own the video or anything like that. I got to talk to Dave from AMP3 to find out the particulars on that. But as far as I know, that video is ours and we own it. And we let them use it and make money off of it for people that want to download it. And didn't really ask for anything in return. So as far as I'm concerned, that video belongs to us. And so there we go. Hope that answers that question. I have a handheld ham radio and would like to get involved with this. Good. A handheld ham radio is good, but just make sure you understand you're not going to be able to talk to somebody in Missouri with a handheld ham radio. It's probably a 2 meter or maybe a dual bander. Also, to learn more about the video, you can go to amron.com and that will answer a lot of questions there. And that's a new website. That's like a week old. So we've got a lot of resources, and several of our senior Amron operators are going to be writing articles, like you've already seen up there, going to be uploading articles to Amron.com, and we're going to be putting a ton more resources there. So keep checking back. Put it in your favorites. Just bookmark it. Set up an RSS feed so you're alerted anytime new content is uploaded to Amron.com or RadioFreeRedoubt.com. Okay. Hello, I just got your info and saw the video on the Survival Summit. I'm a patriot. I'm interested in becoming part of the Redoubt Network. Great, glad to have you. I currently have almost zero knowledge of ham or any type of communications. I'm beginning to study for the technician's license, hopefully be followed by general, then extra class license. Okay, one thing at a time. First of all, get capable. Get communications, a small handheld, dual band, ham radio. Get that in your hands and start learning how to program it now and be listening to these ham, local ham nets on the repeaters in your area and start listening to the logo, start getting familiar with ham ease, and that's going to help you with your technician license too. There are some great ham clubs in every community where ham operators are extremely generous with their time, with their knowledge and their skills. They love talking ham radio. So there's no shortage of people out there to help answer your questions, but I strongly recommend people get involved in their local ham clubs, at least to get started, because it's going to take a lot of the learning curve out of that for you. It's a new skill set. Now, technician allows for, 2 meter and 70 centimeter, your local use, plus the use of repeaters. It will allow for you to use Morse code on the HF bands, but you cannot use voice or digital on the HF bands unless you're a general. So I strongly recommend that everyone who's going to be the communicator for your group or your family to upgrade to general as quickly as possible. Whether or not you want to become an extra class, that's up to you, but it's not necessary for you to get on all of those bands. Pick one person in your family or your group, your church group, your community group, whatever it is, your retreat group, and invest in those one or two people, help them get their ham license, help them get the equipment. Instead of every single person having a full-blown ham setup, just invest in one or two people and help them achieve those goals and bring them up evenly along with all of your other goals, your tactical and security and food and fuel and everything else. Bring those all those up level together at the same time. Don't put all of your emphasis in one place and go gung-ho and spend, $5,000 on communications gear, but you only got a week's worth of food in your pantry. Make sure that you're balanced. I don't currently have any type of radio for monitoring, but I'm ordering a Baofeng from Amazon just to have something cheap to start. Money is very tight. That is something that's very common in today's day. The reason why we're in this situation right now is because things aren't looking good. And one of those things that aren't looking good is the economy. So more and more people are hurting financially. Want to help get you up to speed as best as we can, and for as cost effective as we can. If you are in the financial position to buy high end gear and pay a lot of money for it, then great. You typically get what you pay for. But there's these Baofeng and Wuxun radios. They're amazing value for they're $30 for crying out loud, and there's one comment here that was just put up on the website here about an hour and a half ago. Baofeng radios are Chinese made junk. When you recommend such junk, it's hard to take whatever you say seriously. Baofengs are inexpensive and everyone overlooks all the problems of these radios because they are so cheap. All right. Now, he doesn't say why they are complete junk. They are Chinese made. However, some of these high-end ICOM, Yaesu, and these others, more and more of these computerized components that are made in Japan, and Motorola and all these, more and more of these electronic components are made in China. They're making all the parts in China, assembling them in Japan, and then shipping them to America. So this is what I know about the Baofengs. I have one, and I have a Wuxun handheld. I also have a Yaesu, and I have a Yaesu mobile. When you when I push the button on my Wuxun or my Baofeng and I hit the repeater, it comes across crystal clear. And none of the other ham operators can tell the difference whether I'm talking on my Yaesu or an ICOM or a Baofeng. They can't tell. And I've never had a problem with mine. I've only known of a couple people having problems with theirs, and they sent them back and got a new one. Something wasn't right. I don't know. The battery wasn't charged. I don't know what it was. But anyway, for the price, for $29, when you're disabled, you're on a limited income, you just got laid off, whatever it is, but you understand the need to have communications, why not? Then upgrade from there. Always get comms up. And then once you're there, then improve your communication situation. It's pretty straightforward. Okay, here is one from Ms. Sarah. For a beginner, what handheld do you advise to purchase? The UV5RE, which she's talking about, the Baofeng, seems to have programming problems. And I use the Apple Mac computers, not Windows. Help. Okay. First of all, yeah, the UV5RE, that is the Baofeng UV5R Plus. The E is the Plus. You don't get any more advantage over the Plus than you do the 5RA. The 5R and the 5R Plus are the exact same radio internally, electronically. Everything else is the same, except you get a metal faceplate on the 5R Plus, and they charge you $10 more. Okay, so there are programming problems, but it's usually sometimes it's very fixable on the operator level. It's typically a COM port issue, or you've got it's the programming cable that the firmware inside the USB programming cable is whacked out. You can typically buy a Baofeng, programming cables off Amazon or off eBay. Most of the time people think that they have a problem with their cable because it's a firmware issue when it's actually a port. Unplug it, move it to a different port, on your computer, and then try it and keep moving it around to the different ports. This has solved every one of my problems with Baofengs that I've programmed for other people. There was one bad programming cable. The gal bought a new one and then it worked after that. But the actual radios, I haven't experienced any problems with. I just, and this was just trial by, I just said, I wonder. And so I unplugged it and plugged it into a different USB port, and bam, I had the radio and the computer were talking to each other. Okay, if you're using a Mac, that can be problematic for some of the software that comes with your radio. Don't buy the software disc with the radio. Just buy the radio and buy a programming cable. Let them keep the programming software disc because it's junk. All right. It's usually not up to date, or it doesn't want to read. It's one of those little micro CDs that a slot drive CD won't accept, because it just wants to bounce around in there. Download. I'm going to give you a couple resources that I'm going to put on the highlights and resources posting. You can go to vhclub.org. They got a downloadable PDF that walks you step by step through using the keypad to program your radio. This is important in case a grid down situation, it makes using a computer not a possibility for you. You can program this from the keyboard. Okay, it's a free downloadable PDF. That's for the Baofeng keypad manual programming. Now, there is a program that I strongly recommend and I use. It's called Chirp. If you use Chirp from danplanet.com, I'll put that posting up there for that. That's free programming software that will program the Olinkos, Baofengs, ICOMs, Jetstream, Kenwood, Puxing, TYT, Vertex Standard, Wuxun, and Yaesu radios. And that's where you got to move that cable around so you find the right port where it wants to talk to it properly. Okay, listening and learning seems overwhelming. I understand the network of AMRON, but it sounds complicated. Well, it does sound complicated at first. Communications can be extremely complicated. Now, we've tried to simplify it as much as we can because it can become so complicated. Now, we could like really complicate it. I mean, we could just really simplify it and say, okay, everybody just use CB radios and turn to channel 3. There you go. Well, that's pretty simple. But the more simplified your communications, the more limited you are. The more you increase your capabilities, the more it just inherently increases the complexity of it. So you have to adapt to that. That's why not every single person in your family and every single person in your group needs to be a communications expert. You pick one or two people who become the expert, and then everybody should at least know how to pick up the radio, key the mic, and make a radio call. But there's actually one or two people in your group that dedicate themselves to being the expert. Just like one person in your group dedicates themselves to being the medical expert, and then they try to cross-train other people as best they can. One guy really dedicates himself to being a gunsmith. Okay, but not everybody in your group has to be a gunsmith. All right, same thing with communications. So, now back to keeping it simple. If we just have a CB radio, you just push and talk, really simple. Then you throw in the situation where you've got a mountain between you and your buddy that you're trying to talk to, and you can't get to him because the mountain's in the way. Well, that's remedied by repeaters, a repeater on top of a hill that retransmits your signal back down to him on the other side of the hill, and now you can talk to each other. But you just complicated things because now you have to put in PL tones. You've got your offsets, whether it's a plus or minus offset. You got to program the repeater or program your radio to match the repeater. And there you just complicated it again. But you also just increased your capabilities, where before you couldn't talk to the guy and then on the other side of the mountain, now you can. So it's a trade-off. So what you try to do is simplify things as much as you can. Now, if you want to talk to somebody 150 miles away, well, your repeaters now aren't even going to help with that. You have to get into your HF stuff, like your 40-meter band. But your 40-meter band is not going to allow you to talk to someone 1,200 miles away. Rarely will it. Ideally, it's used for several hundred miles. 200, 300, 400, 500, 600 miles, 40 meters. So if you want to talk to someone 1,200 miles away, you're going to have to get into your 20-meter long-distance stuff. And then you can talk to somebody that's 1,200 miles away. But you're not going to talk to the guy that's only 100 miles away on 20 meters because you're going to skip. Your signal is going to skip right over him. So the further into AMRON you get, the more you understand each of these has a purpose. Because they give you capabilities in certain areas that just having a CB or just having 20 meters or just having 40 meters won't do for you. So that's the purpose of this. Okay, that's why we want you to focus on just getting operational now. Just get operational. Get a handheld ham operator, ham radio in your hand. Learn how to use it. Do a couple "Can you hear me now?" tests with it and then start learning how to use it. Awesome info. I'm from the UK. Do you guys know if there's anything similar over here? And I'm able to connect with AMRON networks and Redoubt to patch UK and USA preppers together and stay in touch. Okay, no, there are no known AMRON nets in the UK. But the AMRON was an American Redoubt network of communications, which has gone nationwide across the actually continental because there's Canadian AMRON members. So this is growing. It's not to say there wouldn't be a UK AMRON net developing. I wouldn't be surprised the way things are changing. But of course, you can also join and connect with AMRON operators in the U.S. using 20 meters and DX. You can hit people on the East Coast. And there's nothing to say. You're more than welcome to join AMRON and connect with those AMRON operators in the U.S. and then use the band plan that we have and implement that in your area with like-minded people. But, of course, check your country's legal band limits because they do vary from one country to the next. As far as the limitations on, you know, the frequency ranges and things for 2 meters and what have you. So check those out. Okay, guys, let's go ahead and take a break and then we'll wrap everything up here. It's going to be a little bit of a different show tonight. And I hope you're learning a lot. I'm hoping I've been able to kind of fill in some of the blanks for you and answer some of your questions. So thanks for all the positive comments and all the encouragement. You guys are great. Okay, wind out segment two. We'll come back with the final segment, segment three, here in just a couple minutes. This is the Voice of the American Readout. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. My name is your name, too.
Greetings, Patriots. This is Chris Walsh, broker at Revolutionary Realty, located in the heart of America's Great Readout, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. I sell land and backwoods cabins to America's Patriots every day. Creeks, springs, timber, and game, good survivable property without natural disasters. The state of Idaho has a balanced budget, and our people believe deeply in the Second Amendment. Call me today at 208-667-1776 or visit me online at www.revrealty.us. I'll be glad to serve you, and God bless America.
I want to thank Radio Free Readout for being here and for broadcasting it so that the message reaches far beyond this room. But this is a cool little room. Something I've encountered quite a lot is members of the Patriot community getting burned out because you alienate friends, you alienate family. Most of the time it's a thankless job for most people, and it takes a lot of love to keep going. You really have to know what you're fighting for, and have a firm understanding of that. I find that in my life, you know, spending all this time away from my wife and my babies is very difficult. It's very lonely and it's very difficult, but I have to keep going because I'm fighting for them. Well, you know, like I said before, the bad guys don't take a day off, so neither can I.
You're listening to Radio Free Readout, the voice of the American Readout.
You're tuned in to Radio Free Readout. This is John Jacob Schmidt Show. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. And I am John Jacob Schmidt. Okay, don't forget, you can learn more about going about Radio Free Readout at radiofreereadout.com. Don't forget to check out our new website, completely dedicated to prepper, patriot, redoubter, and partisan communications over at Amron. That's AMRRON.com. For those of you that are listening to your downloaded podcasts and CDs that you burned and other devices, and you're not actually sitting in front of the computer, then you can find more there at those websites. Segment three is dedicated and supported and promoted by Katie Armor. You can learn more about them at katiearmor.com. They are the manufacturers of Level 3 AR-500 body armor. This is some wicked stuff. We just gave one away last month in a raffle that we held, and we had a listener in Florida that is, he is all tacked up right now and bulletproof. Well, as long as he gets hit in the plates, but the thing's loaded with plates, front and back plates, large, like, they're large plates. And, plus two side plates and body armor carrier, the mag drop pouch, all that stuff was donated by Katie Armor. So, they're a great outfit, Patriot owned. Support them, please. Okay, I do want to wrap this up, but I just want to leave you with a couple of things. Remember, the American Readout movement is an appeal to heaven. When all other measures are exhausted and at an absolute, when you've tried everything else, you're left with nothing else, just like our founding fathers, when they formed the flag, the Liberty flag with the Liberty tree that was stitched across it, an appeal to heaven. That was George Washington's flag for his private navy was required to run that flag, because after trying everything else, there was nothing left to do but appeal to heaven. And that's what we see in our country today. And it's sad to see America withering away, and all of its greatness has been stripped away. The communist agenda that people have been warning us about for generations, the last two generations, were largely ignored, and we're facing the consequences of that apathy now. And so it is our generation now that's facing the consequences of what the previous generation decided was not important to pay attention to. So the American Redoubt, the Appalachian Redoubt, who knows, the Texas Redoubt, the Adirondack Redoubt, conservative pockets of God-fearing, liberty-minded men and women and their families gathering together for the storm that's coming. God be with us all, huh? This is an appeal to heaven. We just had a poll that we ran, and I just changed the dates to extend it until the 31st of January. I'd like your help with responding to that poll. So far, where are people, have they moved to, or where do they plan on moving to in the American Redoubt? Idaho right now is way out in the lead, and I'm not surprised. Idaho has got 56% of the vote. The number two position is Montana with 18% of the vote. 56 to 18%. Wyoming came in third with 9%. Eastern Washington, 7%. That's those folks that are fleeing the west side of the mountains to move to the east side. And then Eastern Oregon, 2%. And then other actually got 7%. And that's the folks that are moving to like the Appalachian Redoubt, the Texas Redoubt, or some other conservative pocket. So if you guys are wondering where all the patriots are moving to in the American Redoubt, Idaho definitely takes it. And like I said, I'm not surprised, because they've got the huge majority of, some of the most active patriot activities are in Idaho, especially North Idaho, central on up to the Canadian border. Pretty cool. Next week, we are going to be interviewing a couple of people, but one of which I'm hoping to get all lined up, and I think it's going to be a go. But a big announcement, the Partisan Diaries is up and running. Codename Chloe worked her butt off on those first-person diaries, and her website is up and running. You can go to partisandiaries.com, and now she doesn't have the audio files there yet. That's supposed to be happening this week, where you can download those segments. I think it's just $99. $99. We're going to make her rich and retire her early. It's $99 an episode. No, it's 99 cents an episode, or all six of them for $4.99. So anyway, she's working on getting all that stuff set up, because several of you have asked, hey, how can we get these? Because we only play them live on Sunday evenings during the broadcast, or after Radio Free Redoubt. We won't be playing one tonight, but part one, the women of World War II, should be, if all things go well, should be uploaded this week, by the end of this week. And then part two is in production right now. We'll begin airing those in the next week or two on Radio Free Redoubt, right after the John Jacob Schmidt Show. So anyway, we're going to talk to her next weekend about the Partisan Diaries and this whole journey that she's been on producing this. Is just it's a pretty cool project, and it's been an exclusive of Radio Free Redoubt, but very well done, lots of fun. So go check that out at partisandiaries.com, and it's got a couple audio files over there you can listen to. I need to go check that out. Anyway, guys, I'm going to wrap this up. You have a blessed week this week. And keep working to get your comms up. Keep working to get all of your preparations put together. And really remember, above all else, to be a prepared and self-sufficient patriot. Get ready for the fight. Don't get ready to hunker down and say, forget the rest of the world. When you come out of the rubble, you will not have a say in what society develops if you are just an isolationist prepper. You need to be able to be prepared to respond immediately to fight for Americanism. Okay, and that's what this is all about. So we've got a lot of work ahead of us, lots to do, but we're going to do it together, and we're going to do it for His glory, not for our own. Okay, guys, this is John Jacob Schmidt. You've been listening to episode 14-04. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt. Good night.